I don't know if you've ever noticed in your life, but when you are inspired in your life, when you're truly inspired in your life, everything seems to be working. For me, when I am inspired, it is with my writing and my speaking. When you are inspired, very often you are making love to the person that you adore. When you are inspired, very often you might be painting, you might be creating music, you might be cooking up something that you've never cooked up before, you might be in a dream, you might be listening to music. Whatever it is, when you feel inspired, you're not thinking about what's missing. You're not thinking about whether or not you have enough money to do what you want to do. The money seems to take care of itself. You don't think about any of your ills, any of your pains, any of your struggles. That's all, for the moment of your inspiration, those things are all gone from your life. And why is that so? Why does the moment of your inspiration seem to be devoid of all of the ego-centered kinds of things about your self-absorption and your fears and your doubts and you're not having enough money and you got pains and you got all of these things? Why is that? Because the word inspire really comes from the concept of inspiration. To be inspired means to be in spirit. I remember the story of Sir Laurence Olivier, who had given one of the greatest performances of Hamlet that had ever been given in history, someplace in, I think it was at Oxford in England. And they had given him a 20-minute standing ovation, and it was this rousing thing. And he went back to his dressing room, and one of his friends came into the room and said, "That was fabulous. There's never been an interpretation of Hamlet like that." And Sir Laurence Olivier said, "Don't you think I know that?" And he was very upset. And his friend said, "How could you possibly be upset after that, giving that great performance?" And his response was, "But I don't know how I did it and if I can ever do it again." And that's almost the inner kind of energy that drives us. When we get inspired, we know there's something else working. We know something else is there with us, supporting us, guiding us, helping us. Somehow we know we're not doing this thing alone.